Now, you want to back off them hogs?
We need to stop everything for 2 seconds. I have a challenge. I've got a very interesting text from Tiny. It says, "G'day, Warwick. I've just spotted a convoy of Chamberlain tractors towing campers heading into Rainbow. Any idea what they're up to? It's not something you see every day." Kevin's called from Coleraine, though, Kevin.
Yeah, I saw them heading north of Coleraine towards Harrow on, I think it was yesterday.
The text line's got a few theories. They're from Portland, says somebody. But then I've got another text saying, "We think they're from Haywood and heading to Bourke," from Helen and Rob. It's a mystery. Andrew's called from Tongala. Have you, Andrew?
There's a Chamberlain Tractor Owners Club, and a couple of times a year they go on safari.
Marty has sent a tweet, actually, to say, "The Chambos left nil this morning. Yep, you could hear that third gear high range whine before the convoy passes." So they must be quite a sight and sound when you see them.
Yes, they do it a couple of times a year, I gather.
We've got Clyde from Casterton as well. G'day, Clyde.
Yeah, well, my next-door neighbour's actually on that trip. From what he told me, they're making their way to Bourke and they're going to zigzag. They're not sort of sticking to any real major highways.
If anybody has an in with one of the drivers, get them to get in contact with us. We'll have a proper interview with them on the Country Hour. 10-4. Well, Country Hour audience, top job. Thank you. Because we found one of the Chamberlain convoy. They're on the road and can't speak live, but Jared Baker was good enough to have a chat to me about the Chamberlain convoy.
Most of us are in a club in Haywood, the Glenelg Vintage Machinery and Restorers Club. We've got three 9G Chamberlains and five C670 Chamberlains.
You set the radio alight yesterday afternoon when we got a text saying, "I saw all these Chamberlain tractors with campers on the back going into Rainbow," and everybody called with a little bit of information, but nobody knew the whole picture. There was, "Oh, I saw them going out of Coleraine. Oh, I saw them camped over here." Did your phones light up like ours did?
When it hit the ABC, it did, yeah. Yeah. We've just walked into the bakery at Rainbow to get something to eat, and about six of the locals jumped on us, and I got phone calls from Dartmoor, Casterton, to say that the ABC was chasing us, and I thought, well, I can't talk to anybody while I'm eating a pie.
And you're driving around in these Chamberlain tractors. First of all, how did you get into doing this?
Oh, most of us probably come off the land or have been associated with tractors and that sort of thing all of our life, or most of our life, and we, through our local clubs and down southwest, there's a pretty fair interest in tractor trekking, as we call it, whether it be on Fergie tractors. Two or three of us that are on this trek, four or five of us have been through a fair bit of Australia on little grey Fergie tractors, but we've gone a bit more up market, a little bit quicker on these bigger girls, and a lot easier to cover a bit more ground. So, yeah, we're just like all retired and able to do it, I suppose. Lucky enough to be able to do it.
So how many of you are on this trip?
There's eight tractors and there's 11 participants, yeah. Three of our wives are with us.
And are they driving too, or are you both sit in the cab?
Two of them are passengers. My wife's got her own tractor. She's driving all the way up and back.
And whereabouts are you going, and how long is it going to take you to get there?
We're going to Bourke. It will take us roughly a fortnight to get there from we left on the 1st, so we should be there the middle of the month and probably stop at North Bourke Caravan Park for a couple of days and turn around and come back to the eastern side. We'll be back home the end of May, first few days in June at the latest.
And what speeds are you travelling at here, Jared?
About 40 kilometres an hour.
Do you get a lot of looks and beeps and waves?
Oh, you do that, yeah, a lot of waves and light flashing, etc., but yeah, and everybody probably think, bugger me, look at those stupid old things. People and tractors, yeah.
Now, we commented when everyone was telling us about it, I commented on radio, we can't expect you to ring in because I'd imagine it's quite loud driving a Chamberlain tractor along the highway. Is that right?
That is pretty much right, yeah. Yeah, it's earmuff job. Even though most of us are half deaf as it is now, but we've protect the little bit we got left, yeah.
What's your fuel economy like? Do you chew through it in a tractor?
Not very much, no, about 10 litres, 100k.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is, yeah. The last time from Wentworth to Burke and back was, say, 1,270-odd k, and I could have done on my tank hold 300, I could have done on one tank full.
Oh, beautiful. So, and
no, they're not bad for fuel.
And what's your bum like? Is the suspension okay?
Good seats. Good seats, yeah. They're easy enough to drive. No, they're not hard to drive. So they're pretty comfortable to drive. They're sprung front end and that on them, so not bad brakes. Everything's, yeah, no, they're just a good old pleasant tractor to drive.
And how often do you go tractor trekking?
Oh, we probably, the last four or five of us that are on this one went up to Burke and back to, went from Wentworth and back to Wentworth 4 years ago. And that sort of, that's a good, good road up each side of the river. And with a bit of luck, we'll see it full of, the river will be full of water this time.
I think you are in for a treat too, with the water making its way down. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. I've spoken to a few of the locals on stations, and they say, yeah, we'll be right. It won't. It's not going to hit the road. So we'll hope that's right. If it is right, well, we'll pick a different track.
You shouldn't worry about getting bogged with that kind of horsepower behind you.
You wreck a road. That's all.
Ah, true.
Yeah, you know, those people have got to live on them all year. We don't. We're only travelling through. So no, you've got to be mindful of that.
I can't let you go, Jared, without asking you to describe your tractor. What's your tractor like for this trip?
Mine's been set up fairly well for tractor trekking. I bought it out of Albany 8 or 9 years ago. Just a 9G, downswept exhaust on it, two bars, full mud guards, roll bar, flashing lights, paper gauges and things in it, and 300-litre fuel tank. All the virtually new motor when I bought it, and the gearbox had fully been done. Yeah, it's a good, quiet old tractor. As far, you know, quite a few of the Chamberlains are notorious for gear noise and that sort of thing. But no, it's not bad. But the rest of them are in pretty good order too. And you don't head bush with things that are only, you know, half going. So with a bit of luck, we'll get there and back unscathed.
Do you give your tractor a name?
No. If it doesn't start, it may get called something. But they normally. They normally start, so no, what have you got a name?
Brilliant. And I'm delicately going to ask this question, though, Jared, but whose tractor has more horsepower, yours or your wife's?
Identical.
Oh, that's...
Identical. That, you can't get me into trouble there, see? You know, they're both the same tractor.
That's the recipe for a perfect marriage, I'd suggest.
Yeah.
That's Jared Baker, part of the Chamberlain convoy to Burke, speaking earlier because they're on the road, and good luck to them. I'm out of here like a Chamberlain tractor. I hope you have a great afternoon. That's all the time we have for you on the Country Hour today.